have some barbecue chicken and potato salad.
We gotta eat, big guy.
I'm not hungry.
I have cranapple and Triscuits.
No.
Okay. Go get a peach. You like peaches.
What if Mr. Brown says something?
Well, if he says something, you come back and tell me.
Okay.
How bad will it be tonight?
I don't know.
Let me keep Billy as much as you like. If I have Billy... I'm so worried about Alan. I have... this terrible feeling that he's already dead. Don't you feel anything about Stephanie?
No.
Do you like Rikers?
Not really. Here comes Billy.
Come with me, Billy. I'll show you how to make a little man out of a peach pit and some thread. Won't that be fun?
Hey, where's the boy?
With Mrs. Terman.
You want one of these? Clausen's Kosher Pickles.
Thanks. So what's happening?
Three guys on watch this shift. This thing's moving around out there.
Huh?
I'm not drunk. I've been trying, but...
What are you talking about?
Tom Smalley saw it, too. Sometimes a little smudge in the mist, sometimes a big dark place. Then it fades again. Even Arnie Sims saw something, and Arnie's blind as a bat.
The others?
They're out-of-staters. I didn't ask any of them.
What's that?
Sun-made.
Raisins?
Well, it's not prunes. The one thing I don't need is prunes.
Thanks.
Look at that old Mrs. Carmody staring at a plate full of chicken bones and slurping up a can of V8.
She looks healthy.
Yeah. Well, she was right about one thing. When it gets dark, we'll find out.
Sleep either, huh?
No, here. squirreled away a couple of bottles of Nitol Sominex. Most of the stock's been used up. Looks like a few people have OD'd already.
What time is it?
Oh, it's after midnight. About 1:35. Here, take a couple of these, Dave. You gotta take care of yourself.
Yeah, what for?
For him. Plus, you got your wife and all. I don't have anybody. Here, you want some peanut butter?
What kind?
Well, it's Peter Pan Creamy Skippy Super Chunk.
I don't know. Super Chunk, I guess.
There you go. Take care.
You too, Alec.
Are we still here?
Yeah, we're still here.
Hey, kid. Everything's gonna look a little better come morning.
No, it won't.
Shh.
It won't.
It's past his bedtime.
I want my mother.
Yeah, of course you do. Come on, I'll hold you.
Thanks. He needed you.
He doesn't even know me.
You're here? You're warm?
Wish I was. Cold.
Want some peanut butter? Skippy Super Chunk.
I prefer the smooth. What do you think about all this?
Ask me in the morning.
I'm asking you now.
I think we ought to try to keep warm.
All right. I know where they keep the pillows and, you know, the polyester coverlets.
I checked that, Ro. They're all gone.
I mean, the spring sale stuff. I've seen it up the steps by the manager's office. You could leave them with Mrs. Terman. I think she's...
You come with me for a minute.
Okay. You watch Billy for a second.
Sure.
What is it?
In the storeroom. I need your help.
All right.
Let's go. Hey, close the door. Close it. Mom, I'm here.
Okay. What?
Hold on. Before I shine the light up there, nobody knows about this, so don't scream.
What is it?
That. Those two army kids from the Arrowhead project. Here, drink this.
Huh?
It's cold beer, you're gonna need it. Oh. Look, I came back to see if we had any extra cartridges for the next drill that guy's been using. I saw these guys. The way I figured, they must have gotten the nooses ready and stood on top of those two piles of cartons. Must have tied their hands for each other, you know, and then balanced each other while they stepped through the length of the rope between their wrists so that their hands could be behind them, you know. Then, I don't know, I'm only guessing, but they stuck their heads into the nooses and pulled them tight by jerking their heads to one side. Maybe one of them counted to three and then jumped together. I don't know.
It couldn't be done.
It could. If they wanted to bad enough, David, they could. I think you know why. Not any of you tourists. There's some people like that guy Miller, but there are people from around here who could make a pretty decent guess.
Arrowhead Project.
Yeah. I stand by those registers all day long. I hear a lot. All this spring I've been hearing things about that damned Arrowhead thing. None of it good. Black ice in the lakes.
Not a long lake.
I've heard stuff from, I don't know, 24 people. Justine Robards, Nick Tokai, Ben Michelson. You just can't keep secrets in a small town. Things get out. Sometimes it's like a spring, you know, it just bubbles up out of the earth and no one has any idea where it came from. You overhear something at the library, you pass it on, or at the marina in Harrison, God knows where else or why. But all spring and summer I've been hearing Arrowhead Project, Arrowhead Project.
But these two, I mean, Christ, I mean, they're just kids.
The kids in Nama who used to take ears. I was there, I saw it.
But what would drive them to this?
I don't know. Maybe they knew something. Maybe they only suspected something. I don't know, but they must have known people in here would start asking questions eventually. If there's going to be an eventually.
If you're right, it must be something really bad.
That storm, Dave. Maybe it knocked something loose up there. Maybe there was an accident. They could have been fooling around with anything. Some people claim they were messing around with high-intensity lasers and masers. Sometimes I hear fusion power. And suppose, just suppose, they ripped a hole straight through to another dimension.
Oh, I don't know. What are we going to do with them?
Oh, Christ, I think we better just cut them down and... it's only going to make things worse. That's why I came to you. I thought you're the only guy that I can really trust.
Who's going to cut him down? Me or you?
One each.
All right, let's make it quick.
Mr. Drayton? David? What was it?
It was nothing.
You liar.
It was a false alarm.
That's how you want it? I've just been up to the manager's office. It's empty. There's a lock on the door. Mrs. Terman is looking after Billy. It's warmer up there. Make me warm.
Have a Hostess Ding Dong.
No, thanks.
You'll have a donut.
All that white sugar is death. It's worse than cigarettes.
In that case, take two.
Nah, I ought to get back to my kid.
Those pink bugs, they're gone. So are the things with the leathery wings. The last one hit the window around 4 a.m. Apparently, the wildlife here is a lot more active when it's dark.
You don't want to tell Brent Norton that.
I didn't get much sleep last night. But I got a chance to think over a few things. We can't stay here.
Well, there's food. There's plenty to drink.
We're sitting in a fishbowl. If one of those really big beasties that roars out there decides to go bump into the glass, what then? Drive it off with broomsticks? There are about 50 people in here when the mist came. From that, you subtract the bag boy, Morton and the four people that left with him, and that man's Tom Smalley. That leaves 43.
Make it 41.
Huh?
No, nothing.
You subtract the people who just zonked out, turned vegetables, say 10. That leaves 33. But we've got 15 or so who won't leave no matter what. You want any of this?
Nah, I don't like Diet Pepsi.
Caffeine-free Coke?
No. So what do your numbers prove?
We've got to get out. Around noon. I'll take as many as will come with me.
What, after what happened to Norton?
Norton went like a lamb to slaughter.
We have exactly one gun.
But if we could make it across the intersection to the Sportsman's Exchange, they're loaded with guns.
That is a big if.
It's an iffy situation. Come here. Tell me what you see out there.
The mist.
That blue Chevy station wagon is mine. The parking lot was jammed yesterday, right? Now, Norton and his four members of the Flat Earth Society go out, almost to the full length of the clothesline. Then we hear roaring, like a herd of rogue elephants.
Yeah, it sure as hell wasn't elephants.
It sounded big, right? So how come we didn't hear cars getting bashed around? Metal, breaking glass.
Okay, you tell me.
I think we didn't hear any cars getting knocked around because they're gone. Fallen into a hole in the ground. Vaporized, you name it. Remember that funk after the mist came? Strong enough to splinter these beams and knock stuff off the shelves. And the town whistle stopped at the same time.
You're right. If the ground opened up, how far are you going to get in a station wagon?
Well, I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking of your four-wheel drive.
That's it?
One other thing to consider. Her, a crazy witch.
Mrs. Carmody.
By tonight, she'll have more people with her. She's ranting about a sacrifice, blood sacrifice, to make it all better. No kidding. Maybe it'll be me, or you, or your kid.
Oh, that's idiocy.
Is it? The people here are going through a Section 8. I spent half of last night thinking I flipped my gourd, that I was in a straitjacket watching my mind raves about bugs and dinosaur birds and tentacles, and it will all go away as soon as an orderly comes and gives me my Thorazine. I'll tell you, as everyone gets flakier, she's going to sound better and better to some of them. And I don't want to be around when it happens. What do you say?
I am not going to do my kid any good by getting killed.
You're not helping him by sitting on your butt.
What about the pharmacy next door?
What about it? It's only 20 feet away. Why haven't any of those people come over here?
That crossed my mind. They're sure not over there eating Dristan and Stay Free mini pads.
All right, what do you say to this? 4 or 5 of us could make it next door. We'll check out the situation, and then we'll know more about where we stand.
How soon?
Give me an hour.
Creatures out there. There are beasts with cloven hooves and eyes of hatred that will feed upon you, all of you, unless you stop this cowering, this fearful whimpering that draws them closer like a dog that smells fear, unless you see there is a light in this darkness.
I don't want you to go.
Oh, listen, champ. I don't want to go either, but I'll be right back.
I want you here with me.
I'll tell you what. I'll bring you back a Spider-Man comic book. How's that?
Daddy, please don't go.
Believe me, Billy. I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Okay.
How's Billy?
He had 2 bowls of Count Chocula. He's doing fine.
I'll look after him for you.
Mrs. Terman's with him.
You really have to do this? Hope you don't mind my saying this, but it sounds like so much macho crap to me.
Sounds like you've been listening to Mrs. Carmody.
You afraid of her?
To be honest, yeah.
I don't know. She has a poisonous aura, all right. Take care.
I will.
What's that you have, Miss Repner?
Now, this is a bag filled with Raid and Black Flag, and this I found in the sporting goods department as Spalding Jimmy Connors' tennis racket.
What are you going to do?
I'm not sure, but it feels right in my hand.
Didn't I have you in school?
Yes, ma'am. Me and my sister Pauline.
Too much to drink last night?
Oh, no.
I think we're ready. We're not taking any chances. The first sign of anything, we hop right back here.
And bring the fiends of hell down on all our heads! Why can't you leave well enough alone?
Randy, is this what you call well enough?
You'll die out there, David Drayton! Don't you recognize that the fiend has been let loose? Star Wormwood blazes, and each one who steps out that door will be devoured. And they'll come for those of us who are left. Are you going to let that happen? After what befell the unbelievers yesterday, it's death! It's death!
Shut up, you miserable old buzzard!
Who serves the foul one? Who did you sleep with last night, missus? Who did you lie down with? Mother Carmody sees. Oh, yes, Mother Carmody sees it.
Are we going to stand here jawing all day, or are we going to do it?
Let's do it! Yeah, let's go!
Let's do it!
Smelled these people in here and came after them?
How else? You can't see in the mist. They followed a sense of smell. They came...
Dave, here's a Spider-Man comic, and you want an Incredible Hulk?
What is that stuff just crossing all over up there?
Streamers. Some kind of silken webs.
Look at this. Some black, bristly thing.
Out. Dave, what?
Out of here. Get out. Don't you get it? They're spider webs.
They're wriggling out of the mist. They're coming down from all over the place.
Covering me.
Wait, it's sizzling in the floor.
The webs are coated with some sort of corrosive substance.
Where? Over there. It's a dog. What is it?
They're black with yellow piping like racing stripes. Reddish eyes the size of pomegranate
blotches. Spewing out webs.
12 or 14 legs. Some kind of spider.
Tennis out.
That to be jealous. It's that dog.
Oh, Stella.
She's dead.
Look out, there's one coming down.
I see it.
She swatted it with a tennis racket.
Let go.
Stand fast. The stuff is popping the springs.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, man, I'm behind you.
So ordinary, aren't you, Spider? Something totally different. Perhaps not even a spider.
It's one of those.
Turn it.
Turn it.
Your
dead is
I'll get it.
Stay back.
I'll spray the black flag.
out of here. I couldn't stop. Ollie, come back. It's too late. Mrs. Pepler, give me your hand.
Oh, thank you, young man. I do feel a bit better.
There's another web. Watch out. Look out, look out. There's one running alongside the building.
What are you doing, Ollie?
I'm going to spear it with this pinch bar. Bullseye.
Nice throw.
Nothing to it.
What was it? The dirty bastard snatched my market basket.
Daddy!
Hey, Billy.
Ooh. It's all right. I brought you a Spider-Man, an Incredible Hulk comic book.
David?
Yeah?
We were able to find one quart of skim milk that's still good.
Thanks.
We're worried about Mrs. Carmody.
What time is it?
It's about 4.
What about Mrs. Carmody?
She's stirring things up. We gotta put a stop to it quick.
There are about 8 people with her now.
She never shuts up. It's like some kind of crazy church service.
8 isn't that many?
It's enough. Miller and Hatlin are gone.
She started talking about human sacrifice again.
Stop talking that dribble in my store right now. You're the one that better shut up. You listen to me. It's still a free country for that kind of troublemaking. You just...
I've drawn the first blood. They mean business.
How far do you think they'll go?
I don't intend to find out.
It's easy to say.
I intend to get out or die trying.
There have been 3 suicides.
Pills.
You carried the bodies in back. It's thinning out.
It's going to get a lot thinner.
We'll make it to your car, believe me.
Hell, the first row's closer than that drugstore.
That's right.
We're going to find ourselves outnumbered pretty soon.
Human sacrifice. Can you believe that crap?
I'm beginning to.
Who do you think she'll single out for the honor?
I don't know. There's one last chance.
I'm game, so to speak.
If we make it to the scout, running, pile in and get the windows rolled up, that would cut off the scent.
What if they're attracted to something else?
Yeah, it might be the exhaust, motion of the car.
Then we're cooked.
Where would you go?
First, home. Get my wife.
Dave.
All right. Check on my wife, to be sure. And then south. Try to get out of the mist.
How much gas you got?
Almost full.
It might be impossible to go south, to get out.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Who would you take?
You three and Billy. Miss Terman, Miss Repler, even Brown if he'll leave his store. That's 8. Billy can sit on somebody's lap.
All right.
All right, let's try it.
Have you mentioned this to anyone?
Not yet.
My advice is don't.
I'm gonna go collect a couple of bags of groceries.
All right, we'll squeak out when folks are asleep.
If she finds out, she'll try to stop us.
You think so?
I think so.
There was a time when this was understood. There were rituals performed by priests who knew. It was a symbolic, meaningless jibber-jabber like in the churches today. It was understood. Of the night, they will be satisfied, for have we not seen the lips of the earth open, the obscenities of nightmare run rampant, the rock will not hide them, the dead tree gives no shelter, and how will it end? What will stop it?
Cornell, take the groceries. They're hidden up by the checkout. I'll go first and get the doors open. Bud, you coming?
I'm staying with the store, Ollie. It's my life.
Adios.
Good luck.
Your scout's a 4-door, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, look, I'm going to open the driver's side and the back door at the same time. Dave, you get behind the wheel. The rest of us...
Where did you think you were going? We're going out now, Mrs. Carmody. Ask your people to stand away, please.
You can't go out. That way lies death. Don't you know that by now?
And here, what have we here? Huh? Your little store of groceries. These are the sort who brought it on. People who will not bend to the will of the Almighty. Sinners in pride. Haughty they are. It is from their number that the sacrifice must come. From their number the blood of expiation. It's the boy we want. Stop him. Take him. What do I do? Get his horse.
What do you think she planned to do for my son? Holly, let's get out of here.
I killed her. Damn, if I didn't kill her.
Yeah, I know you did. Now let's go.
Look, I wouldn't have shot her. Not if there'd been any other way.
No, I know, Holly. Come on.
You believe me?
I believe you. Let's get out of here.
All right, let's go.
Try.
Oh, are we gonna sit here all day?
I'm looking for my keys.
Oh, no. Oh, please.
Ah, I knew they were here. Miller was right. The highway's cracked to hell. Spots the grounds came in.
Thank God for the four-wheel drive.
Gonna try.
After you check home, then what?
We'll head south toward Hartford.
The bridges may be down.
There's some of them, but not all. We can siphon gas at the stations and keep heading.
Damn it.
What is it?
That old pine fell clean across the road.
I guess that's it.
We'll never get around that.
Are we home?
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, so am I.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm not waiting around to find out.
David!
Hey, quiet down.
It's getting closer.
I know.
If we get on the turnpike, we'll have distances.
I hope so.
It's closer. Drive faster.
Is that it?
It's passing over the top of us.
And the Colossus has legs like towers.
How many legs? Six?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so tall. I can't even see the underneath of its belly. There's hundreds of those pinkish bugs clinging to its legs.
There's even holes big enough to bury a car.
Was it a dinosaur?
I don't think so. I don't think there ever was an animal that big.
Not on this earth. Try your radio.
Right.
that mean everything's off the air?
I should be picking up WRKO or WBZ from Boston. The list is causing interference.
I'm sure they even exist.
Exit 13. There used to be a Howard Johnson's here. We haven't seen a living soul since we started.
Is it all right?
Yes, we're safe.
No.
You have to get some sleep.
Did you hear that?
What?
I thought I heard a voice. A word. You didn't hear that?
No.
It sounded like Hartford.
Hartford?
Yeah.
The Mist was based upon the story by Stephen King, adapted for radio by M. Fulton, with special thanks to Dennis Etchison. The Mist was directed by Bill Raymond. The music was composed and performed by Tim Clark. Location sound engineer was Bob Bilecki. Featured in the cast, David Drayton, played by Bill Sadler.
Thanks, Jimp.
Can I have some?
Sure thing.
Billy by Lute Ramblin.
Yuck.
Stephanie, Linda Hartinian.
You want a beer, Mr. Norton?
Yeah, sure. You got a light beer?
Brent Norton, Jim Straws. Mrs. Carmody, Ruth Malachek.
What is the only cleanser for sin in the eye and mind of God? What is it?
Ollie, Dan Florek.
When it gets dark, we'll find out.
Amanda Dumfries, Susan Berman.
I know where they keep the pillows and, you know, the polyester coverlets.
Miss Repler, Beatrice Roth.
That old pine fell clean across the road.
Bud Brown, David Brisbane.
I'm staying with the store, Ollie. It's my life.
Stella Hatlin, Valeria Vasilewski.
It's like some insane party. Streamers all over the place.
Miller, Tom Glynn.
Ordinary earthly spider, something totally different. Perhaps not even a spider.
Tom Smalley, John Wynne Evans.
Oh, God, I'm glad I didn't eat. I never hold it down.
Cornell, Bill Raymond.
One of those things you saw in the back decides to hit the glass. We're all up the Chocolate Creek without a fist and for a paddle. Yeah.
Myron, Greg Merton.
You raise the door high enough to duck under, then I'll shut her down.
Norm, Mike O'Farrell.
Help me, for God's sake!
Mrs. Terman, Noah Ben-Amatz.
I'll keep Billy till six if you like.
The young mother, Monica Ruggiero.
How can I wait? My kids are at home. I want to go home.
The little girl, Joanelle Lusk. The radio announcer, Charlie Munay. This is Dave Herman. Associate producer for The Mist is Phoenix. Executive producer, Tom Lopez. Assistant location technicians, Karen McPherson and Nita Rockwell. The producers would like to thank Adirondack Scenic, the Washington County Sheriff's Department, the Fort Edward High School, Leo Williams, Lena Spencer, Dr. Wolpert, and Max Kabalowitz. Also Heba, the Siamese cat, Max's chicken, and Santiago the parakeet. The Mist was mixed at ZBS Studios by Tom Lopez, with special effects created by Fulton, Phoenix, and Clark.